So Luke, I've been thinking about starting my own podcast.
What you should. Think?
When did you get? When did you get here? Like, what are the essentials?
I'll have to break it down for you, honestly. Hey Meg, will you hit live on the TikTok? You just had to hit the button. All right, if y'all want to share it and stuff,
I got you.
That would be nice.
We going?
It should be going.
Balls deep.
Everything is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Coming to the far sideline, down to the 45 to the 4. 35, 30. Is there a flag on the play? I don't see one. 15.
Waves and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checker.
All right, what's up, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube? Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast, and welcome to episode 12 of the third season. Tennessee's now 6-2 with a win over Kentucky.
It feels weird in here, Luke.
It does feel weird.
We got
a new guest on. Josh has lost. Josh and Spanky's lost some weight.
He's got a firm handshake. I don't know what to do. Someone's in shape in here.
Try it one more time, Justin. Come here. Bring it in. Bring it in. Yeah, Trump shape.
He's in shape. What the hell?
Thank you guys for having me. Mr. Yep. Luke and Mr. Justin, you're handsome as always.
I'm Spur, by the way. Nobody knows me as Justin around here.
Excuse me.
Get it right.
And he's Sensei.
Sensei. We can do it.
Sensei Daniel, son.
If you want to introduce yourself, you can.
Yeah, so my name's Cody Jordan. It's very lovely to see all of you guys. If some of you recognize me, it's probably because you've seen me on BBB Communications on the Friday Night Scoreboard. So, yeah, I was very honored to have Mr. Legendary Luke Jackson bring me in and invite me on here. So, Luke, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, glad to have you.
Yeah, Spanky decided to go to a basketball game tonight. We don't quite blame him, but at the same time, Spanky's supposed to be here, and our boy Josh is traveling for work, so that's a good excuse, I guess.
Yeah, everything's new tonight. The printer stopped working, so we're kind of having to
we're just going by the fly.
Yeah,
good thing to have a late night basketball game though to keep us occupied.
Yep, been in Atlanta, been in traffic, so everything's been wild tonight. We are giving away 2 Luke Combs tickets, though. So we'll do that later in the show. Stick around for that. What are your positive takeaways for Tennessee's win over Kentucky?
Hey, let the new guy talk.
You know what, Justin? I'll let you go first. The floor is yours, and I'll follow your lead.
Positive takeaways is we finally seen this offense open up. Now, our run game wasn't up to par, but I think Kentucky loaded the box, wanted to stop the run. But Joey Aguilar, my goodness, 20 completions on 26 passes for 396 yards. Just a fantastic game. I wouldn't have counted on us scoring 56 points against Kentucky just simply for how our offensive looked in the last couple of games, but it was what we wanted to see finally.
The wide receivers are finally catching the football, catching that pigskin. That was a really big concern heading into this week for me. I think we were like ranked number 1 or number 2 in all of college football for drop passes. So glad to see Mike Matthews fixing up a couple of things on catching the football. They did stop the run, and it was a positive outcome, but I'm a little concerned about our defense. Like, we made Kentucky look better than what they actually are. Like, I don't know if you heard, but, like, the ESPN announcers were hyping up the Kentucky quarterback. And I'm like, that's just what we do. We just make everyone look good.
Everybody look good.
That's our defense motto. We make the quarterback look good. So, luckily, we have a flashy offense that scores a lot of points. So, yeah, overall, I give it, like
– We certainly took advantage of their mistakes. We went over Neyland's maximums last week, and it wasn't pretty. This week, I think it's a little bit better. So Tennessee capitalized on Kentucky's mistakes. They gave up some points, especially in that first half. But when the chips got behind us, we put on more steam, and that's what I wanted to see. The gas was on from beginning to end, and that's finally a breath of fresh air because we have Oklahoma coming in, and that's a different animal come Saturday night in Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, luckily we don't have Butch Jones coaching us for this game. So
I'll never forget 2015.
I'll never forget that as well. That's why I brought it up. I'll never forget. I don't know if you remember this, Luke, but I'll never forget the moment when I realized he was playing not to lose. We were at the – you already know where I'm about to go. At the goal line. Instead of going for it, he decides to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, me and my dad was there. Yeah, I don't know if any of them hurt worse than that. I mean, probably Georgia this year, but other than that, I don't know that any of them hurt worse.
Georgia hurt. I was at Hooters in North Knoxville with my buddy Ryan. And we both looked at each other. We were up big, and we both looked at each other, and we both knew. It was like, uh-oh. And there it happened.
It was rough.
But, hey, Oklahoma, now they're the SEC, so they're going to come to our house.
You think Brett Venables will lose his job if he loses to us this Saturday?
I don't want to talk about any more coaches getting fired.
Did you just hear about the news last hour?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk about that.
Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I didn't even have enough time to get that. Get that on the
notes. Hey, Vol Daddy, who'd you pick to win the national championship this year?
Did I pick them?
You did.
I did pick.
Wow. I'm sorry, what? You picked
are
LSU?
You sure?
I'm sure.
He sounds pretty sure. Are you serious?
I don't recall that. I know I said they would be good, but.
That was your national champion to begin the year.
Wow. I trust him.
I must have been drinking that night.
Yeah,
too
no.
Too many margaritas, I guess. We usually go over but last week we went over the game maxims. We're not going to do that this week because we're running behind, we're going to try to skim through that. But this is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends over at Freedom Motors, second year sponsor of the Vols Deep podcast, Chris Looper and staff over at Freedom Motors. We could not recommend them more. They just flat out get the deal done. Great people, honest people. They can get you financed based on their outstanding relationship with the local banks. Guaranteed finance at 865-269-4090. Check them out online and on their Facebook page today.
Hit some of the comments, Luke, if you want me to, real quick.
Go ahead.
You're dealing with all that. Philip says we won, so that's good, but he's extremely concerned with Oklahoma, even in Neyland. Gavin Long is not a fan of Boo Carter. He thinks he quit on his team. I don't know about that.
Go ahead.
Mitchell says we can't defend defense anymore. They're a huge problem. Spanky says our basketball team is going to be good. And Chase says kudos to Kentucky fans for leaving early to make sure we didn't have to deal with traffic in Lexington.
The whole stadium was orange.
I had a comment that I shared on my Facebook. Someone wanted to talk about David Collins. Shout out to David Collins. Hardcore Vol fan wanted me to point this out on Facebook in a message. He said negative. The negatives, our secondary was that was the negative in the game, our secondary in the corners, which I don't think that's really a shocker. And, of course, Heupel not taking his foot off the gas, which is Kentucky, so no one cares. And, of course, another thing is he kept Aguilar in the game probably way, way longer than expected, but it didn't hurt anything.
Nah.
Yeah, we have some horrible second quarters sometimes. It's rough.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty terrible.
Phillip says Texas A&M and Vanderbilt are both legit. So,
of course.
A&M is for sure.
Yeah. Now, y'all want to hit me on LSU. Now, I was high on A&M, too. So
he was.
Give me some credit for that. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Comment, like, and share, please. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show. We'll go ahead and hit the AP poll. How we do this is we just go through it, and if you have something to say, then
we say
what you need to say. Number one, Ohio State.
That's where they're going to be.
They stay there. 1 through 6, they don't change. Indiana, Texas A&M at 3, 4 Alabama, 5 Georgia, 6 Oregon. Ole Miss move up one spot to 7. Georgia Tech move down a spot. 8, no. Why did they move down?
Ole Miss moved above them with a big win. Georgia Tech played Syracuse. So I think it's a little strength of schedule things.
The number 9 team in the country, the mighty Commodores of Vanderbilt.
Can you believe it? I think it's the first time since 1947 that Vanderbilt had won a game when they were ranked in the top 10. So, hats off to them.
As of right now, the best team in Tennessee, then us.
I picked them.
Whoa! Slow down.
I'm just going by the rankings.
They're the best team in Nashville. That includes the Titans. But
ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Miami, drop a spot number 10. BYU. Oh, we got a tie for number 10. Miami and BYU. Number 12, Notre Dame. 13, Texas Tech. Tennessee moves up 3 spots to number 14.
I like it. Back up to where we need to be, and we take care of business this weekend.
It's a must win.
You know,
every game's a must win at this point. Every game's must.
Our playoff started this week.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
Yeah, pretty much.
But now I will be excited if we can beat Oklahoma, beat Florida, handle New Mexico State, and then Vanderbilt's basically a play-in game, I believe.
Do you know the last time we beat Florida at the Swamp was?
Yes, I do. Believe me, I do.
When we had the Iceman, Casey Clawson.
He never gets enough credit.
He doesn't, no.
Josh and I got our tickets today, so.
For Florida?
Yeah.
Virginia, 15. Louisville, move up 3 spots to 16. Cincinnati, 4 spots. They move up to 17. Oklahoma dropped 5 spots to number 18. 19, Missouri, dropping 4 spots after the loss to Vandy. 20, Texas. They move up 2 spots. God. They'll do anything to keep them up there.
Yeah, they will.
21, Michigan. Move up 4 spots. Houston at 22. USC at 23. Utah, 24. Memphis at 25. I can't believe they come back and won.
Memphis looked pretty good. You know, they're 7-1 now themselves. So, beat Alex Gullish. Probably cost him a Florida job.
Wow. So, when was the last time you had 3 in-state teams in the top 25 in the state of Tennessee?
I don't know we've ever had that.
I think this is the first.
I mean, Vanderbilt's not usually ranked. So.
But do we really claim Memphis as a Tennessee team? I think that can belong to Mississippi.
We'll give them to Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas. Are we really claiming Memphis? I guess we will.
That's Luke's favorite place.
I like some Elvis now. Yeah, I like some Elvis. Let's hit some other quick notes. Tony Vitello, officially gone. What's your reaction? I know it's kind of old news at this point, but I only do the show once a week, so what's your reaction?
Pain and happiness at the same time. We all love Tony Vitello and wish him nothing but the very best.
I feel like I got a death in the family. I'm not gonna lie.
Felt like we lost somebody that we loved, and truthfully, we have. Thing is, I also never liked the San Francisco Giants.
Well, I have to now,
and I hope him nothing but success there. Matter of fact, I hope he stays for 30 years. That way we don't have to deal with him in Arkansas.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this, as you said, Luke, this hurts, this sucks. It's like, I think you put it best. It's like a death in the family.
Yeah,
but
it really is.
I'm sure you saw that lengthy statement he made.
Yep.
He's still a Vol. Whether or not it was an easy decision, who knows, but he did describe it as a selfish decision. You can't blame him. Like, if I got a big job opportunity, it would be a selfish decision on my part. I can't blame the guy. He's not Lane Kiffin. He brought us everything we could have ever dreamed of. Natty, in-tournament, SEC championship, regular season. What more can we ask for? We're great. I'm sure he'll visit us time and time again, but I'm just glad we have Josh Elander.
The thing about Tony Vitello is it was more his personality as much as it was his coaching. Yeah. He was everything that a Tennessee Vols fan is.
Yeah.
You
know, he was one of us.
He was one of us, and that's what hurts.
When he got in that umpire's face during that, I believe it was the Alabama or Arkansas game, one of the two.
The chest bump.
We officially said he's one of us because that's us. That's us Vol fans right there.
I guess my favorite Vitello moment that was not baseball related was when he caught the pass on the sidelines. I believe it was a Kentucky game last year. He caught the pass that was out of bounds, just took off running with it. It's like, that's Tony Vitello. That's our coach. Yeah. And I wish him nothing but success. But as you said, Josh Elander, his time is now. And I guess it's probably part of your news and notes too, Luke. So go ahead with that. And
I actually did not have that on there because I wrote most of these on the way to Atlanta.
Well, good. Josh Elander's been named as the 26th head coach of the University of Tennessee baseball team. And it's well-deserved. There was no better choice. Thank God Danny White made the right decision there, because had he had hired anyone else, I think we would have shiannoed
him. We would have shiannoed him to oblivion. He would not have heard the end of it.
And I think he knows.
Yeah. No, he, and I heard, I don't know how true this is, but I heard he was forced to make that hire, like some big donors. Again, who knows if that's true or not, but heard that was a forced hire. Like, you don't, because I think you were mentioning earlier, he was already putting together national shirts, and everyone's like, you've got a guy right here in your backyard.
Yeah.
There's no need to look.
I think Danny White
kept the team together. So
I think Danny White's learned something this week. I don't think he realized just how dedicated the Vols fans were to this baseball team.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know if we any of us did, because the support for Tony Vitale, the support for Josh Elander, for not only the former players, the current players, the fans, it's I didn't realize we were playing football this weekend until like Friday night. Like, oh shit, we can play Kentucky tomorrow.
It was unanimous. That's how much of an impact Tony Vitello has made on Tennessee baseball. Is we want to, Tennessee wants to support winners. That's what we want to do. We don't want to support someone that's going to bring down the culture, a winning culture that Vitello's already built.
Yeah, took away so much pressure off the Alabama loss, honestly.
It did. I was more hurt for Vitello than I was losing to Alabama. And that's saying something.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, when they announced he was in the works or whatever, I was like, even if we win, I'm still going to be like, even if we beat Alabama, I'm still going to be heartbroken.
I was at a local bar in Tuscaloosa when that news broke, and I just looked over and said, oh, my night's ruined. Vitello's left, this game doesn't matter now.
Well, you said something really important earlier. Mm-hmm. We 100% have to root for him now, because we already know what's coming in the next 5 or 4 years. Van Horn retiring.
Yeah.
Whenever he retires, and if it doesn't work out with Vitello, we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, if I got a Nick Saban situation.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, that's going to suck. Ooh. We don't want that. We are rooting for Vitello, 100%.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. But 2 SEC regular season championship titles, 2 SEC tournament champion titles, 3 College World Series appearances, 1 national championship, 52 players drafted, 10 first-round draft picks, multiple Coach of the Year awards. It's tough.
It's tough. And then, again, just congratulations, Coach Vitello. We'll miss you in Knoxville. I'll buy you a beer anytime.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll be able to afford all of us if he has the Giants job.
That's all right. I'll still buy him one.
Chris Lofton will join Mike Keith. He actually did in the second half today to call the basketball games this year. I know everyone's excited about this, especially you, Spur.
I love Mike Keith. That's no secret. I listened to the game today right up until we walked into this studio. It was a bit different. I miss Bert. Bert's energy there is...
Bert's missed, not...
Not Robert, Bob, no. But I am not a Bob Kessling fan. Never have been.
That was an upgrade. Bob Kessling... He just
probably a good man.
But every time an exciting play would happen, it would just be
one of tournament events.
Yeah,
like there's no voice fluctuation in him. So very good upgrade. Glad Mike Keith's aboard.
Yeah, Mike Keith gets so fired up, they're gonna have to do something with that audio because he gets the static going.
He does.
When he gets fired up.
And actually, for the first time this season, I got to listen to him on a football game because I had to DJ a wedding yesterday and it ran late. So I caught the second quarter on the radio, and God, thoroughly enjoyed listening to Mike Keith.
Are you feeling worse or better after the Kentucky game about Tennessee?
Well, I certainly feel better. We scored 56 points. Our defense, you know, was our defense. It's the same things we've seen all year long. I felt pretty good, and maybe, just maybe, Josh Heupel has seen that the way to beat somebody is just open it up and let them go.
I disagree.
You disagree? You worried?
Our defense will not win a championship or get in the playoffs with that defense. And we got to keep in mind we played Kentucky. Kentucky's like 0-4 in the SEC. It was a great offensive showing. Don't get me wrong. Glad we balled out. But let's check ourselves for a second. Remind ourselves it's Kentucky. We will find out a lot more against Oklahoma.
You also got to realize, though, that Tennessee and Kentucky, that's Kentucky's Super Bowl.
Ain't that the truth? Everyone's Super Bowl.
They go all out, and that game is always close. Did you know in the last 4 seasons, total combined victory for Tennessee has been 16 total points? And last night we beat them by 22. So that's an improvement right there because that game's always close. Kentucky's down this year. They haven't won an SEC game, but it's just that natural rivalry, the border battle, the beer barrels coming home again, staying home.
All right, thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep Podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us, and we're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Seavers Boulevard. We've got a commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling.
checkerboard, check the score. We gonna be on top. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
Hey, Ferdinand said it looks like Josh is double-dosing on that Ozempic tonight. had to put that out on the year.
Yeah, he is. And he's dyed his hair. We're back with not the 12th episode of
hair.
Season 3. Josh has hair?
Yeah, he does tonight.
Oh, yeah. He got that. Yeah, he got them implants. That's why he wasn't here last week. He's recovering. Now, that brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. Orange Shield Insurance will give you the best price and the best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business. You name it, Orange Shield Insurance can insure it. He's honest. He's the most intelligent and in-depth person that we've ever talked to. All the ins and outs, the customer service is fantastic. Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty.
I'm going to spend all day Saturday on his boat again. It'll be a good time.
I missed the boat.
Well.
Yep, I missed the boat. Little League has took over. All right. You know how this works, I'm sure. Start bench cut.
Say again?
You know how it works.
I do not. You're going to have to lead me away.
Spur, explain it to.
All right. He's going to give us a list of three different things. We're going to say our start, which one we like the best, our bench is which one's in the middle, and we're going to cut one to three. So
okay.
You'll follow along. I'll go first.
Okay.
Sounds good. Oh, by the way, the people listening for the Luke Combs tickets, we're going to do it at the end of the show, so stick around. All right. Start, bench, cut. Which coaching scenario hurt the worst? The firing of Philip Fulmer, Lane Kiffin leaving us, or Tony Vitello taking the San Francisco job?
Oof, this is easy now. No, which one hurt the most?
Which one hurt? Not right now, just at the time when it happened.
At the time, wow. See,
this is easy.
See, this is not easy because there's two.
100% here. Let me take over for a second.
Feel free to play in the comments with us.
Yeah. So what hurt the worst at the moment, Lane Kiffin, because that set us back a decade with all the coaches we hired after him. Tony Vitello has put us in a better spot than when he found us. Fulmer was needed. Time for change.
Yeah. As much as painfully as it hurt for Tony Vitello to leave, I'm not mad at him, and it doesn't hurt in that sort of way. So my start is Lane Kiffin. That was a shot right to the gut mm-hmm. whenever he done what he done.
Again, it set us back a decade because we hired a bunch of terrible coaches.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Citizens of the Dark
Lawyers
Ages.
And politicians.
And historians, Derek Dooley.
Yeah, what's bad is I forgive him. I forgive him. I have. I done a long time ago. So I start Lane Kiffin. I beat Tony Vitello. And yeah. And I'm cutting Philip Fulmer. It was time for him to go.
Yeah. I pretty much in line with that.
Slim, he says Lane Kitten.
He named his son Knox.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin hurt, man. I'll never forget that.
No, that was one crazy night in Knox.
Fulmer hurt, but you kind of knew it was. I don't like how it happened, but you knew it was going. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Gavin says Fulmer's a dirtbag with what happened with Cornbread. Adam says, hopefully Florida will hire Butch Jones. I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be some shit.
If there's a Florida donor out there, I can endorse Butch Jones, okay? I think we all can endorse Butch Jones as the next Florida coach. So, Florida, please hire Butch Jones.
Start bench cut these holidays, Halloween, New Year's, Thanksgiving.
Oh, this is easy. You go start Thanksgiving. It's a family tradition. You get together with everyone and you celebrate and have a great meal and then wake up the next morning to go shopping. So starting Thanksgiving, I'm going to bench Halloween because it's still warm enough to where kids can get outside and enjoy. And I'm just not a big fan of New Year's, even though I get off work that day.
You know, I think I line up. You and me have some similar views.
So
I line up with
this
that.
This could be dangerous if we all three agree.
Not yet.
Man, I think I'm gonna start Halloween. I think I'm gonna bench Thanksgiving and cut New Year's. I'm just not a big family get together person, honestly.
You can watch the Cowboys and the Lions play on Thanksgiving.
And it'll probably be good now. Yeah. Start bench cut these NFL teams. This is a tough one. The Saints, the Titans, the Jets.
Oh no, this is easier. This is even easier because I know what the cut is.
Who you cutting?
Oh, I'm cutting the Titans.
The Jets don't have a win, though.
Yeah, they do. The Jets won today. The Jets start because they won today.
Jesus is coming. All right, everyone watch out.
Hey, the Jets pulled off a miracle and beat Cincinnati today. They scored they almost pulled a Denver. They scored like 30 points in the fourth quarter today.
I know his Little League scores today. Yeah. I know I beat you in fantasy.
Are you? Yeah, today you are. Yeah, that's another story. We'll talk about that later. I start the Jets, I bench the Saints, and I cut the Titans. They're awful. They're the worst team in Nashville.
They are the worst team in Nashville. Cutting the Jets, bench the Titans, and who was the first option? I guess whoever that was.
The Saints.
Yeah, Saints.
Start bench cut these food genres. Mexican, Chinese, Italian.
Ooh. I will start Mexican food. Shout out to El Canarito Mexican Restaurant.
I get them as a sponsor. I spend a lot of money there.
You do.
And I want to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, Gallo Loco in Harden Valley, Knoxville. They always support me when I compete and fight. So shout out to Gallo Loco in Harden Valley, Knoxville. I will start Gallo Loco, bench El Canaritos. Anywho, I will start Mexican food, bench.
Chinese or Italian?
What do we? I guess I'll bench Chinese. It's a hard choice, but I don't like it. Cut Italian.
I'm going to start Mexican as well. Shout out to El Patron in Wartburg.
Hey, they're good, too. I like them. They're really good. I like them. They need to get a bigger building, though.
They do. Let me give you a hint. Chili Colorado at El Patron. That's my go-to. Start them. I'm going to bench Italian. My favorite Italian place is Louis over in North Knoxville. Really good. And I'm going to cut Chinese because I don't like cat.
You have a cat.
I had a cat.
Oh.
Since I don't like Chinese.
I'm going to start Mexican. I'm gonna bench Italian. I'm going to cut Chinese, but I love Chinese.
Yeah, golden buffet.
Antonio says, go Vol. That's right, baby. Thank you for that trade. It come through last minute.
Oh, is that what happened to me?
Huh?
You put a trade. What did you trade for last minute?
No, that it was the one I sent you the other day.
Oh, yep. So.
Yeah, I needed a running back. He hooked me up.
Yeah, my running back got hurt today. And then
he stole my kicker, so he made it right.
Then Lamar's my starting quarterback, and he wouldn't let me cut me. I couldn't cut him. I ended up with daggum Kirk Cousins.
I hate how there's such a delay on, like, the waivers and the trades.
It said I can't drop him because he was my first draft pick.
Really?
I cannot drop him. No, I've tried three times.
Can you trade him?
No, I can't do anything with him. He's just there.
Oh, damn. I guess I'm stuck with Josh Allen.
So I had to drop Sam Darnold today, who I didn't want to drop, but he was a buy, so I had to do something.
Adam wants to know, is that what happened to the cat?
No. My cat was old. She passed away naturally.
Natural causes.
Yeah.
Start bench cut these athletes. Patrick Mahomes, Shohei Ohtani, or Steph Curry?
Start Ohtani. Cut Mahomes. Bench Curry.
That's a tough question. Tough question.
You're welcome.
I'm going to start Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes still has a chance to break Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowl record. So I still think he's the best at what he does right now. I'm going to bench Shohei Ohtani. That game he played the other night may go down as the greatest postseason game ever played by a baseball player. You know, cutting Steph Curry, although that man can flat out shoot the rock.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start Shohei. I'm going to bench Patrick. I'm probably going to cut Curry. That's tough, though.
Now, this time you're giving us some nail biters. Yeah. David Collins, you're either in or you out. I keep seeing you hop in back and forth on this podcast. You're either in or you're out. You're a Vols fan or not, David Collins.
Colton says, why do you draft Lamar first?
Eric White says, Kiffin will be the next LSU coach.
LSU? Ooh, I didn't even thought about that yet. I thought about Florida. God, he's going to have so many. He's going to have some crazy money there.
Colton, I did not draft Lamar first. I think it was the first quarterback you select in our league. You're not allowed to drop. So
that's
something
a,
like
that's
that.
That's a crazy rule.
It is. Our league has a bunch of rules. But who's the champion of the league again, Luke?
This year has not been determined yet.
Okay.
Last year, Spur, he stomped everybody. Hey, you're looking good this year, too. I'm not being disrespectful and beating you. I'm fired up that, yeah. that yeah. I beat
again,
because he's averaging like 400 something points yeah. a game or something. So yeah, all right, we'll be right back, y'all. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. You'll not find a better person to suit your needs in any of those categories. If he can't beat your current rate, he'll flat out tell you. He's the definition of service, not sales. A true Vol for life. Let him know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Don't go anywhere.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true VFL, a call or text today.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
All right, and we are back. Thank everybody for listening to us, whether you're watching us, listening, whatever you prefer. We appreciate all the support from you and our sponsors. Right now we have The Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it, they can build it, they can repair it. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs and repairs. Let's see. So The Duel. Several questions will be asked. Some are random. Actually,
all random. Tonight.
All will be random tonight. Sometimes I let them prepare a little bit. So, Sensei and Spur will.
I like it.
Sensei's already got 3 votes.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
but. They'll argue the answers the best of their ability. The winner is selected by you, the listeners. So vote in the comments for who the duel winner is. We need you to vote. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Question one. Who would be your first choice for the Super Bowl halftime performer?
Oh, my goodness. All right, Sensei, you get to choose first tonight.
Really? Or I'm going to let you go.
You going to let me go?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go.
All right, you can let me go. Super Bowl halftime performance, I would love to see Metallica rock the Super Bowl. Classic, it's football anthems. Metallica at the Super Bowl would be absolutely awesome. I'd love to see it. So give me Metallica, Enter Sandman, right in the middle of the Super Bowl.
Lil Wayne.
What?
Sorry.
Lil Wayne. I wanted to do it tonight, guys.
That's so nonchalant. Lil Wayne.
No, what?
You don't think that'd be good?
No, I don't.
Wow.
He has a lot of hits, though.
Yeah, he does have a lot of hits. Not where I was expecting you to go there.
I'm curious now. What did you expect to go with?
I didn't expect to go with Lil Wayne. Well, let's hear some. Spanky always sings on this show.
I will not be putting you guys through that torture or your fans on here. I think I will respectfully pass. I don't want to kill you guys with my voice.
All right. Question two. Which TV streaming service is the best?
YouTube.
No. YouTube TV?
Mm-hmm. YouTube TV. That's what I pay for, so.
I do too.
All right. This is going to get me in trouble here. Right. So there's this little thing that I purchased from a gentleman here in Morgan County called the VC Box. And I get everything. And you know what my cost is? I probably shouldn't say it, but it is nothing. So I had the best streaming service there is right now, the VC Box. Check it out. If you want one, give me a call.
The VC Box. I never heard of it.
Can I change my original answer from Lil Wayne to NSYNC?
I would love NSYNC. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Who?
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Yeah.
Hey.
We got a YouTube TV from Ryan Barrett. It says Hulu or YouTube. It's a tie. We got an AC/DC.
VC Box. Trust me, guys. I have 2,169 channels right now. Every NFL game, every NCAA football game, every NBA game, every NHL game, every MLB game. I get it all.
Amanda says Flow. FLO.
Flow Sports. Okay. I'm good
with that. That's good. Yeah. And David Collins.
I've never even heard of that.
Stay in the podcast.
That's the racing channel, Flow Sports.
Oh, okay. Adam says that sounds illegal. Spur is the definition of illegal.
I bought it legally. There's nothing illegal about buying it.
I'm just kidding. All right. Sensei, he's a new guy. Vote for him or you can vote for Spur over there. He's held the belt for a long time.
FBI has entered the chat. Brody, good answer.
Question three. Other than winning the national championship, what is your favorite Tony Vitello moment?
I already called it. Him bumping the ump. Sometimes an ump needs a little check. And he took a little bit of a pay cut. a little check. He needs a little attitude check. I don't know if you guys remember that ump specifically, but he was being
he looked like Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, off of Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's my favorite Vitello moment. Just checking the ump and reminding him that he's not in charge of the show, and he is.
There's so many Tony Vitello moments that we could talk about that's public, but I'm going to go with a private one. Tony Vitello came to a Knoxville Ice Bears game a couple of seasons ago. Luke, you was there with us, and he took time out of his day to spend time with both myself and my son. He signed a baseball for him, got a picture made with a national championship trophy, and we spent about 10 minutes just right there in the hallway, just me and him.
I got one right here by him. He's sitting here.
Yeah, wow. So it goes personal because Tony V was more than just a baseball coach. Again, he was one of us. So
he was the lifeline and spirit of us.
So I'll never forget Tony Vitello taking time out of his day when he didn't have to just to hang out with my little boy.
That's a good one. What is your biggest gripe about the UT athletic department right now?
Ooh. It's easy. It's real easy. It's taking all of our facilities and making them clubs. We got club level down low at Neyland Stadium. We got a brand new club level in Thompson Boyd Arena. We're going to do club levels in baseball. We're catering to all these rich donors. They'll sit on their hands and not say a word during a game. Our atmosphere is not what it once was and not what it should be in Knoxville. So it's taking our facilities and turning them into a rich man's playground. Sorry.
That's a good one.
That's certainly a fair assessment. Didn't really think about that one. I think Danny White, this is hard to say, but I think Danny White has cleaned up a lot of things that the former athletic director has destroyed, like bringing back the Lady Vols. How true is it that there's some disparity in NIL money between Lady Vols basketball and baseball?
I don't know.
Because that would be mine. As if that's true, then that's definitely my.
He was pretty transparent right about it, but
I don't know how true that is. But I can agree with that.
I think there has to be a little something to it because I don't think anybody could just make that up.
Yeah,
like, that's right. Such a random thing to make up. But yeah.
So Danny White has cleaned up a lot of things that I didn't like about the former athletic director. But I agree with what you said, mm-hmm. So I'll stick with what you said. That was a fair assessment.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, question five. What is the best pizza topping?
I'll let you go. This man's in shape.
No,
this
I'm going to let you go.
Shape. Yes,
no, I'm going to. No, you have the floor, sir. Please. Mike's right there.
It's simply pepperoni. Pepperoni pizza, it doesn't get any better. That's typically what I go with. Matter of fact, if you go to, I'll give you a cheap plug to Marco's Pizza out there in Oak Ridge. They got the cup pepperonis that are really, really good.
Never been there.
Oh, you gotta go to Marcos.
Well, sausage. I love some sausage on some.
You
pizza.
Would. It was there.
Wow.
I knew it was coming.
For the knockout. What did I do to you? I didn't do anything to you.
You set it up.
Well, I gave you a softball. Congratulations. You took. I thought we were better than that, but now I'm more. Now I'm more aware of what I throw out there.
I told you we're uncensored on the show.
You know what? I will be looking out more for you now.
Yep.
So he threw out a knockout. I'm a little down right now, but noted for the future. Yeah. So, according to my fan right here, sausage.
Do you like the Italian sausage? I'm really setting you up.
I refuse to fall into your trap.
The Barrett says, tell the truth, Spur. You put pineapples on yours.
I would.
All right, last one. Let us know in the comments who has won the duel, Spur or Sensei. Spell Sensei Sensei.
Are you sure?
Correct?
Repeat what you said.
Sensei, Sensei.
Yeah, Sensei.
Okay. That's how you spell it. It's got to let these people know. For the votes, what is the most heartbreaking moment in UT history?
And you, like, overall?
Overall.
We're not just talking about sports, about athletic, like academics.
Everything.
The most.
What's the most heartbreaking moment in UT history?
I can think of a pretty big one, but I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to have to really think about this one.
I think it's pretty simple. Like, there's one thing that comes to mind. I'll go ahead and answer first. Pat Summitt passing away.
The diagnosis?
Yeah.
It doesn't get any bigger than that.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. Like, I'll never forget when I was living in the Round County area, Emory River Road, Skyline Drive, my grandparents would always be watching Pat Summitt games. And I felt like when Pat Summitt died, a grandparent died.
Right.
That was like the last source of life that I still had from my grandparents. They loved Pat Summitt.
And just watching her go through that whole thing where you could tell the lights were on, but nobody's home. And that was sad. And you hated to see such a great woman go through that. So there is no other answer as far as the most heartbreaking thing in UT history than seeing Pat Summitt deteriorate from this strong, fierce leader to basically nothing. My mom reminds me of Pat Summitt. She's got that Pat Summitt stare. If you ever meet my mom, you'll know. Because she's ever mad at you, you will know.
Big time Republican.
Yeah, big time Republican.
Yeah. And I think another thing that hurts.
She is not.
The other thing that hurts more about Pat Summitt, obviously very sad and it sucks, but like you just felt like there was more in the tank if she didn't have that diagnosis. Like you felt like she had like two more natties in her. But
to go to a sports related thing, to an actual game, I think it was Florida a few years ago at home, where they threw that long pass down the sideline to beat us late. And that was
at Florida, right?
Was it at Florida? I don't know.
I think that was.
But was it that just crushed me that day.
I think that was it 14? I wasn't right
for a week after that.
Bruce Pearl, Gavin says.
Bruce Pearl's a tough one.
I mean, that sucked, but that's not a devastating moment for the university. We rebounded well.
Yeah, it's hard to beat Pat. All right, let us know in the comments. Who has won the duel? We're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word. We've also given away some Luke Combs in Neyland Stadium tickets.
Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
EFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
Early, mid, between 2010 and 2000. What's wrong with you guys?
He was good. All right, we are back. We're going to play one word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Check out Frank's for any of your mower or small engine repair needs. He has all the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, well, it's leaf season. But whatever it is, Frank's has what you need. How one word works, for those that are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, phrase, state, whatever. We must describe that thing using only one word.
One word. Speaking of one word, Coach Ryan Jackson said that the new guy had him at Lil Wayne. Now, all I'm going to say is, Coach Ryan Jackson, you should have been here tonight. What are you doing watching our show? Don't you have a football game just for people watching and you're paying attention to us?
Yeah, he's busy. He's got a flat tire. Yeah. And
didn't you have a grocery store
something at the grocery
today?
Store going on or something?
We want you to come be a part of our show one day, Ryan. Come on.
He's scared of you in the duel.
I don't blame him.
That's what it is.
I'll make a comment about sausage to him.
You've mentioned the word sausage a lot tonight.
It excited me.
That's certainly interesting how you brought up
that word. Excited me.
Well, you said it, not me.
Are we ready?
Spanky's the one who gets excited about food. He just doesn't eat anything real.
That's true.
Dino nuggets.
He's dino nuggets. That's it. Oklahoma.
Boomer.
Sooner.
All right, he went with
Sooner.
It.
See, we say, good job. You gave me that. Very good. Very good. We're a good team right here.
I'm just going to say, nice. I liked it down there.
It was fun.
I liked it. I liked that state. Boomer Sooner.
Texas.
Sucks.
All right. He went with it.
You said it, not me.
You got anything for him?
For Texas?
No, Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner? Horn down. Horn down.
Do you know what a Boomer Sooner is?
You tell me. I have no idea. You tell me.
So do you want the history of the Boomer Sooner?
Sure.
We had to learn this when we were in Oklahoma. So apparently the land grab from way back in the 1700s, Boomer Sooners were people that went into Oklahoma early to claim their land before they were allowed to. So they were a boomer, but they were just Sooner.
Oh. A little history lesson. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. You learned something tonight.
You are promoted to sensei. Thank you very much.
Tony Vitello.
Sad.
Tears.
Tear. Ball tears.
Thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Emotional is what I'll say. San Francisco.
Liberals.
Treat.
taxes.
Ain't that the truth?
Danny Watt.
Businessman.
Turned.
What do you mean by that?
Because the people just about turned on Danny Watt this week. Everybody just about did.
I'm going to say conflicted.
That's where I was going.
Norman, Oklahoma. City of Norman.
Tornadoes.
I ain't no love.
Ugly.
Ugly?
I've been to Oklahoma.
I'm going to say Mexican because that Mexican food was the best I've ever had.
It was really good.
That was amazing.
It was a really good Mexican place.
Yeah, right. I went there twice, back-to-back days.
Not far from the stadium.
Nope. Oklahoma football.
Traditional.
They do have a good history.
They do. I'm just sick with Boomer. I've got nothing.
We'll change my answer to Jim Ross.
Jim Ross. I'm just going to say next.
Next.
All right, let's hit some people from Oklahoma. Reba.
Reba's from Georgia? Or from Oklahoma?
She is.
Fancy.
Damn it. That's what I was going to do.
I've got nothing. You beat me.
Nothing for Reba?
Got nothing. Hey,
you have Reba at the halftime show. You better than Lil Wayne.
Oh, what? That's two shots you've taken at me so far. You and I are going to have a talk outside of this when we're done.
Let's just go
crawl
red.
McGraw on you.
Let's just go red for red hair. Blake Shelton.
Well, that's old red.
Old red? Red and old red?
Yep.
Got anything for Blake?
Got nothing for Blake. Got nothing for Blake.
We know what kind of music he does not listen to.
He just wants some Lil Wayne, damn it.
Yeah. Lil Wayne, damn it.
The Voice.
The Voice, yeah. Let's go mullet. I like the mullet back in the day. Garth Brooks.
Bodies.
Talented.
Why bodies?
Where's the bodies, Garth? Look it up. Look it up.
Oh, God.
Look it up.
I'm going to have to start making some more questions that we've already did so we can hear your conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Chris for Chris Gaines for Garth.
That's part of the bodies. Oh, look it up.
Dr. Phil.
Stud.
Me? Yeah, because I feel like Dr. Phil, because everybody calls me all the time. Wants to talk about whatever they got going on. Yep. I play Dr. Phil a lot.
I'm just going to go TV because he's always on there, or was. Carrie Underwood.
She's amazing.
You sound really excited.
I was.
You want to check down?
Hey, you talk about
down in your crotch area? You all right?
Underrated concert. An underrated concert was Carrie Underwood. I was not. I took an ex to Nashville at Bridgestone to see Carrie Underwood, and I was blown away. I didn't know anything about her at the time. Really good.
Yeah, sounds like we need to check Under the Wood with you. You sound really excited.
Nah.
He has been talking about sausage.
You said it, Luke Jackson, not me.
I don't know. Will for Jesus Take the Wheel. I'm not really sure on all the songs. Toby Keith.
Daddy.
Who's your daddy? Let's go America, because he was very patriotic.
You picking all these country guys, and Cody over here, I ain't got a clue.
You never heard Toby Keith?
I've heard Toby Keith, but like still beyond me.
Bill Goldberg. Born in Oklahoma. I'll start. Goat.
Jackhammer.
You know who Bill Goldberg is? The wrestler Goldberg?
Don't know.
Really?
Don't know.
Chuck Norris. You know that guy.
Of course I know Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is like one of the goats of martial arts.
What do you got for him?
Humble.
Jokes.
Jokes. That's what I had too.
Yeah. Chuck Norris is very humble.
Episode 12 dual winner is Spur by one vote.
It was close.
He gave you a good one for his first one.
What was the final?
As far as the votes, he had 5, you had 4. There's a lot listening, but hardly anybody ever votes.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you again.
I guess the sausage comment was the ultimate winner for you, so congratulations.
TikTok usually goes crazy, but something's wrong with TikTok tonight, so I shouldn't say what I said.
So, real quick, I wanted to point out something that David Collins has...
Who is this, David?
I'm really glad you pointed this out. Now that he's watching, he's a good friend of mine. He's a volunteer fan from Arizona. He used to live here in Oak Ridge, but he moved in Arizona. He's a part of the friend group we have online. We play a lot of Call of Duty together. He gets really, really upset at me a lot that I do something wrong. Anywho, he wanted me to bring up the Ken Williamson suspension, the ref.
Oh, Spur? That's a Spur question.
Ken Williamson.
Yeah. Suspending the referee from the Auburn-Georgia game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And you know what?
I thought it was fake when it first came out.
I'm glad the SEC's took a stand against terrible officiating crew. And we all know I support referees because I am one. But I've said on this show several times that SEC officials need to be paid better than what they are. They're not paid like they should be. And I'll be honest about it.
I'm pretty sure they're the lowest paid, right?
Yeah.
Who's the lowest paid? The SEC? Officials?
Yeah, they're not
paid. I'm pretty
paid
sure.
So I would like, we pay millions of dollars to these coaches. We're paying millions of dollars for facilities, for players, for everything else. It's time we hire full-time officials and make that their year-round job.
If we're going to pay these officials like it's a full-time job, I expect for them to have press conferences and explain why they made the decisions they did. I don't want no... cowardly, they're away from the game. I want explanations, just like coaches and players have to explain themselves. Hey, Josh Burnett, welcome to the show. Glad you're on here. Hope the daughter is well and the son.
You know Josh Burnett?
I do.
Good friend of mine, real good friend of mine.
Wow, small world.
Little whiner bust.
I trained his son not like years ago.
All right, that was one word, sponsored by the Goats at Frank's Fix It Shop. Thank you, Frank's, for sponsoring this year's segment. We will be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up, Luke Combs tickets. We will do that at the end of the show. Make sure you stick around for that. We'll be right back.
Frank's Fix It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair / replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
All right, and we are back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MBM Heating and Air. Ready to upgrade your comfort? When it's time for a new HVAC system, trust the experts at MBM Heating and Air. They deliver top quality installations at prices that won't break the bank. Your family deserves reliable heating and cooling year round. Call them at 423-346-2626 or send them a message MBMHeatingandAir.com for your free consultation and estimate. Let them get you comfortable again.
To follow up on a previous conversation, according to ChatGPT, SEC football officials make between $800 to $3,000 per game. And there's no real reasoning behind the discrepancy.
Change what I do.
Shout out to Josh Burnett and David Collins once again. They're contributing to our conversation. I'm really trying to get the Luke Jackson fan base involved in here, so thank you guys for contributing. Josh Burnett, you're awesome. I'm glad Graceland is doing well, and I hope her kid is well. And they David, I'll see you on Call of Duty later.
I talk to Josh all the time. Josh, we call him the bunny at hockey games. So we go way back. We travel some together every now and then.
A good guy. I like Josh.
Yeah.
All right, Tennessee back at home versus Oklahoma. Night game. We finally get one this year.
It'll be crazy.
According to ESPN, I need to pull this up here. Let's go Tennessee. Is there a chance to win? Do you know what the spread is by chance?
The spread's 3.5 Tennessee.
I think I'm going to take Tennessee to cover that.
What is their quarterback playing? Mears?
Yeah, he should be. ESPN gives Tennessee a 63.2% chance to win. I like it.
I like it a lot.
51 degrees at kickoff, it looks like.
It's going to be chilly.
It's going to be chilly. Yeah, darn right.
7:30.
It's weather, that's for sure.
Yep, I like it.
Bring out the hot hands.
What are your offensive keys to the game?
Do exactly what we've done this past week, and that's don't let off the gas. Run our tempo. Let Joey Aguilar air it out. We'll have to start running the ball better again, though. Run game's been a concern the last couple weeks, so let's start with a run. First downs are very, very important in this game. If we can set up play action on second down, first down is the key to the game.
If you look at – well, our key to the game is Chris Brazel is always going to be Chris Brazel. There's no concern with Chris Brazel. But the key to the game – is I agree with you, one of them is going to be the running game, because if you look at the Josh Heupel system, it revolves around the run first to set up the pass. So the RPO, we have to have a good running game immediately to set up the long pass. But another key factor is Mike Matthews. Is he going to drop any big-time pigskin? Because if they're going to double Brazel or try and shut him down, we're going to go straight to Matthews. So he's got to make some big plays and not drop some balls like he did in Alabama. So I agree with you on the assessment of the running game needs to step up, which it's true. And, of course, Mike Matthews, because Brazel's going to be Brazel. But if they somehow find a way to shut him down, Mike Matthews needs to step up.
Yeah, we got just tempo. We say tempo. It every week. Tempo. And like you said, just don't let off the gas. What about defense? I don't know. Tackle.
Can we learn to tackle this week?
Actually, I think another thing we haven't talked about is if we are winning – like, it's fourth quarter, 5 minutes left. My biggest fear is the conservative play calling of Josh Heupel.
I see
a lot of Butch Jones and Heupel when it comes to crunch time. So, I hope that doesn't happen.
Don't let off the gas.
Not off the gas.
So, my defensive key to the game is get off the field on third down. Our third down defense has worried me all year long. We were somewhat better in the second half against Kentucky. The first half, we was not. That 10-minute drive that Kentucky had drove me insane.
Keep in mind, it's Kentucky.
I know. But
Kentucky.
Kentucky. But get off the field on third down, tackle. Our secondary is going to be better. Oklahoma's quarterback is going to try to eat us alive. So
we'll see what happens. I would really like to see Gibson and McCoy back.
You know, we've only had one sack the last two games. I don't know where that's gone away from. So let's get some pressure on the quarterback as well.
Let's hit some over-under, shall we?
Let's do it.
Tennessee gives up 30.5 points to Oklahoma.
I'm going under. Oklahoma's offense has not scored a lot of points here lately. I'm going to keep it in under.
Agreed. Under. Brett Venables is not an offensive coach. Defensive.
Man. I'm going to go over.
I'm going over.
That's our corners.
I want to be wrong. I guess I can start doubting them more. Tennessee offense, over or under 400 yards of total offense?
I'm going over. I think Joey Aguilar has another huge game. He's playing with a level of confidence that we haven't seen in a quarterback in a couple of years. So give me the over. I think Deshaun Bishop wakes up and has another big game as well.
What is Oklahoma's defense ranked, if you don't mind me asking real quick before I answer that?
I'm not even sure. I haven't looked. Usually I have all this, but, man, with being in Atlanta and stuff,
Depending, I would like to know the ranking of Oklahoma's defense, but
– they're good.
I'm just going off spitballing. I'm going to go
well,
over –
well, I say they're good, but they –
because if we score over – if we have over 400, why should we not win? Like, let's – yeah, we should win if we go over.
I'm going to go over just because mainly it's at home, and I think we're going to show out a little
Oklahoma's
bit.
Only given 12.5 points a game.
Wow. Wow.
There'll be a little tension there with Hop, too, though.
Yeah. You know he wants that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He wants that win.
It's a little bit more special. Tennessee has 1.5 turnovers versus the Sooners.
We have or we create?
We will create. God, I hope we don't have.
I would go under. I like us for one, maybe not two.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. Tennessee rushes for 200 yards versus Oklahoma.
We better. I'm going over.
I'm going over as well. No?
Until we couldn't run on Kentucky. Why should we run in Oklahoma? So under.
That's true.
Kentucky's strong suit is their interior defensive line. No, that's the only thing Kentucky has that's good. So.
Sure.
They're known as a big blue wall, and they played well. Kentucky's line played well for them.
All right, let's hit a three-leg parlay for this coming Saturday. Who you gonna go first, Burr?
Nope, you go first.
I don't even have one wrote down. I'll go. I think Tennessee covers versus Oklahoma. Man, South Carolina gave Alabama all they wanted. It's tempting not. I'm gonna say South Carolina covers versus Ole Miss. And let's go Vanderbilt.
That was one of mine.
Beats Texas.
I'll go in Georgia Tech, 6.5 over North Carolina State. Give me Texas Tech to cover 7 on Kansas State. And give me, golly, I hate saying this. Give me the Ohio Bobcats to cover 20 on Penn State.
See this? Mind if I see this
before? No, go ahead.
Perfect.
By the way, TikTok's been messing up a lot, so. I'm not sure what's going on with TikTok.
Covering for Duke to beat Clemson. We can choose any team, correct? Any of these?
Yep.
Any of them. Okay, any.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm really rooting for the Dukies, which they beat us in basketball. this is not a good one, but whatever. Covering for Indiana, obviously.
You always got to throw that one in there. It's easy, though.
Yeah. I'm deciding between Vandy and Texas. Going under with Vandy.
Under?
Mm-hmm. Under. Decided playing dangerous.
Wouldn't be surprised either way, honestly. You never know what you're going to get out of Texas.
That's it.
UT 35, Oklahoma 28, Barrett says.
I'd be good with that.
Eric says Boo Carter's playing in slow motion.
Well, there's a whole conversation to be made around that.
Let's see. Kitts needs to be involved. Miles Kitzelman, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back with the giveaway from Hound Dogs of Knoxville, $25 gift card. We're also giving away 2 Luke Combs tickets. We have punishments. Somebody will have to dip their hand into a cup of misfortune. And then we've got our college football pick 'em. So stick around. We'll be right back.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling on down the line.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
Spur KIB.
No, what's Boo Carter's mom?
Oh, I didn't.
We're about
to look it up. Look it up.
All right, welcome to the final segment of the Vols Deep Podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. We don't spend our money on Tennessee
Not
stuff
a bit.
Anywhere else. This is our football pick'ems segment. Spur, let the people know who last week's winner was. And we need to get the address.
That's our good friend Chad Cox. So, Chad Cox, congratulations on winning this week's pick'ems. We'll be getting with you to get your address and send you a Hound Dogs gift card and some swag for the Vols Deep Podcast.
Yes, Spur, get that address for us for sure. All right, last week, the loser results. Spanky won.
Imagine that.
Unfortunately. So, the overall records, I have 4 wins, Josh has 2, Spur has 1, and Spanky has 2. So, Sensei hasn't been with us, so don't really count that. But the loser, the one that still has to get his nipple pierced, is Joshua. So, Spur, if you want to do the honors.
I'm going to let Sensei draw it out for him.
I would be honored.
And since he can't be here to defend himself, good luck. What does Josh have to do?
We're just going to make him do it. Since he didn't show up tonight. Go ahead. Is he even listening anymore? Is it a good one?
It's the one you didn't want, Luke.
The calendar?
Josh has to do a swimsuit calendar for 2026.
I bet you're really excited there, Spur.
You got your sausage all excited. Yeah. Swimsuit calendar 2026. Josh Jackson style.
With the pierced nipple.
With the pierced nipple.
With the pierced nipple. Wow.
Sucks
Josh,
for you not being
please
here,
Josh. Please tell me that you are listening.
Glad I came on today.
That right strap didn't stand a chance on those coveralls.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad that's out of there because I did not want that one. I would have donated.
So, Luke, real quick, I want to point out something. So when I go back to Japan next year, I would really like you to give me something that shows your podcast. I'll give it to the owner of the Tokyo Vol Bar.
Okay. I've seen that on TikTok.
Yeah. So when I go there, I'll give you a shout out and tell them to follow you on social media.
That would be awesome. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Let's do a live show there. Come on.
That'd be sick. That sounds really expensive. Spur, are you paying?
Well, why not? Let's go.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So whenever you get the opportunity, and when I get closer to that date, please give me balls deep, whatever, and I'll give you
stickers.
And he'll put it there.
Business cards, shirts. Yeah. We need to get some more hats, too.
We do need more hats. Our hats
I'll take a hat.
Yeah.
Hats were popular.
Balls deep.
Dude, they sold out like
that. Hats were nice.
All right. We do not have Spur or Josh's picks in. So.
Well, no, you don't have mine because I'm sitting right here.
I'm sorry. Spanky or Josh's?
Josh just said send him the game, so we'll get those later.
Okay.
We'll just do the three of us.
So us three will go South Carolina at Ole Miss.
Give me Ole Miss. I think they blow South Carolina away. South Carolina had their best game of the year this past week and blew it.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think so, too. Lane usually always loses that one, but
unless there's a certain team down south calling Lane Kiffin this week.
There is already some little drama there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going Ole Miss as well. Game 2, Miami at SMU.
It's a better game than what I thought it was going to be. I'm going to take Miami to win, but I think it's going to be close.
Miami.
Yeah, I'm going with Miami as well. Cincinnati at Utah. This is a sneaky good
game.
It
is a sneaky good game. Cincinnati's ranked finally. Give me the Bearcats.
Give me Utah.
I like Utah as well, just because it's at Utah mm-hmm. mainly. But Cincinnati's good, though.
They are.
Yeah. Arizona State at Iowa State.
I'll take the Cyclones.
I as well will take the Cyclones.
Yep, same here. Vanderbilt at Texas.
I'll go ahead and choose Vandy. Give me Vandy. The only time I will be a Vandy fan. I am really hoping they kick Sarkisian back to the Titans.
I am not. I am cheering very, very hard for Texas. Horns up this what? Week. Horns
Why?
Up this week.
Why?
But
you're cheering hard for them? Why?
Because
you
I
want Vandy to do well.
No, we do not.
Yes, we do, because when we beat them, it looks better for us.
We need them out of the top 12. Give me Vanderbilt to win this game.
Spur left sausage.
You're picking Vandy?
I'm picking Vandy, yeah.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were cheering.
I'm cheering for Texas.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Vandy. Cheering for Vanderbilt's not un-American anyway.
We want Vanderbilt to do well, so when we beat them, it bumps us up higher.
Ain't going to matter. It's Vanderbilt. They still laugh about it.
Oh, man, I'm going to go Texas. You know, I've always got to change it up.
Yep.
Georgia versus Florida. I got to say that because both of them are two CSC to ever play one another at home. So,
give me Georgia.
Georgia. Don't switch it up. Just go with your heart. It's Georgia.
It's definitely Georgia.
Okay.
Mississippi State of Arkansas.
Oh, wow. That's tough. That's tough because they're both so bad.
It's actually a really good game, I think.
It's a good game of like two bad teams playing.
Where's it at, Luke?
It is at Arkansas.
Give me Arkansas to win.
And where is this again? At Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're two bad teams playing. Last time, and I could be wrong on this, but Taylen Green's like top three and top three in quarterbacks rushing. So, mm-hmm. and Mississippi State has blown three fourth quarter leads against SEC teams. So, yeah, I'll take Arkansas
mm-hmm.
since it's at home.
Dang, this is another tough one. I'm gonna roll with Arkansas.
Yeah,
I can't go too off base. I don't want to draw my hand in that cut. Let's go Kentucky at Auburn.
Auburn.
Think they get it done?
Yeah.
I do too. Got Auburn around the board. Rutgers, Illinois.
I'm taking Illinois. I have no reason to pick Rutgers.
Don't know anything about either team, so I'm just going to go with yours, Mr. Spur.
You don't want to pick Shiano?
That's your boy. You wanted him here.
Yeah.
He was trying to erase the rock. I'm just kidding. I'm going Illinois as well. Now, Oklahoma versus Tennessee plus the total points.
Give me Tennessee. I'm going to go with 57 total points.
Give me Tennessee. Oklahoma hasn't let any team score, so give me 20 points scored total.
20
total.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Because you told me their defense hasn't allowed a lot of points scored. So
that would be insane.
That's a total for both teams, by the way.
Total.
Okay.
Total.
I kind of like it, but that's crazy.
it's crazy, but.
What's Sparks like 120 on one of them?
I said 102 for the Alabama game. That was pretty close last week.
Obviously, I hope I'm wrong, which most of the time I am wrong.
I'm gonna go Tennessee. I'm going to go 50.
50.
The big 5-0.
For a point of reference, the over-under, according to the sports books, is 56.5.
Oklahoma defense is good.
They are.
We shall see. All right, we got some Luke Combs tickets that some of y'all have graciously donated to my son's travel ball team. Spur.
How are you wanting to do it?
Reverse tonight? Raffle.
Reverse raffle them all.
That way everybody knows that their name was in the jar. Give it a few shakes throughout as well.
Yeah.
So the last one remaining will be the winner.
Last name in here will be a winner. So we're going to draw out several names, and we're going to do this as quick as we can. So those are all losers. You want to draw out some losers?
Draw out some losers?
Yep. James Sweatman, loser.
Damn, you gotta be mean about it.
I know it.
Dang.
Aaron Householder, you're a loser.
You're a loser, damn.
Amber Starr. You can do read some of these too if you want to, Cody. You don't have to call them losers like I do, but. Kyle Beeney.
James Mann.
James Sweatman.
Sweatman, excuse me.
He's. Jacob Fields.
Amber Starr.
Tracy Crockett. Taylor Raines.
Taylor Raines again.
Haley Brown.
Haley Brown again. Wow.
Kyla Beeney.
Jennifer Monroe.
Taylor Raines.
Haley Brown again.
Tracy Crockett.
Amber Starr again.
All right, let's put them in there and shake again.
Put them back in there and shake again.
If it's easier, you can use that cup, too. I don't know if it'd be easier for you to stick your hand in there each time.
The cup of misfortune is nailed it. The cup of... The cup of winnings.
A cup of winnings.
We have another Tracy Crockett.
Jennifer Monroe.
Jennifer Monroe.
Amber Starr.
Caleb Brini, whatever.
James Sweatman.
Good old Jennifer Monroe. I know her.
Randy Sexton. Haley Brown.
Give me some more shakes. Let's do one at a time now, Spark.
One at a time now? There's a whole bunch in here.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to make it fair as possible.
Jonathan Skies.
James Sweatman.
He's going to hate you.
Brittany Ferguson.
Yeah, he is. Am I pronouncing it wrong? Am I pronouncing it wrong?
No, you just, you're not the only one that says his name, I think.
Well, he's going to hate me even more. James Sweatman.
Jonathan Skies.
He's going to hate me even more. Jacob Fields. First name I've called in a while. Haley Brown.
Haley Brown.
Keep going?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just leave
Amber Starr.
James Sweatman.
Jacob Fields.
James Sweatman.
Damn.
Jennifer Monroe.
Tracy Crockett.
You got Tracy Crockett?
I got Tracy Crockett.
I got Tracy Crockett.
All right. Tracy Crockett again. James Sweatman.
Yeah, he's gonna,
Jacob Fields.
He's going to be after you. How many you got in the cup?
Robert.
Three more left.
Roper.
Robin Roper. Haley Brown. Here, I'll split up for you.
Good. So you can blame these on you. Randy Sexton.
Haley Brown. Randy Sexton.
Tracy Crockett.
Jacob Fields.
James Sweatman.
Robin Roper times two.
Taylor Raines.
Randy Sexton.
Kyler Abini.
Tracy Crockett.
Robin Roper.
Taylor Raines.
Tracy Crockett. You draw one, I'll draw one.
There's three left.
Yeah, you draw one, I'll draw one. All right, I have a Kyra Beanie, whatever.
Haley Brown.
All right, so our winner, we have one left. I'll show on the camera there is still one left. The winner of our Luke Combs tickets is...
Sir?
Tracy Crockett. Tracy Crockett has won. There's a name right there. So, Tracy Crockett, you are going to Neyland Stadium to see Luke Combs.
Tracy Crockett, congratulations.
She had a bunch in here.
go.
She had a bunch in here.
You won this
Congratulations.
One. Congratulations. Go to Vegas. You have good luck.
Write it
and
down.
Hey, all the proceeds of this go to Luke's little boys football team and his travel. So thank y'all for donating to the worthy cause. And congratulations to Tracy Crockett. She's going to see Luke Combs at Neyland Stadium. It's a great prize.
Yep. Can't beat that. Good seats, too. All right. Thank you all for – and by the way, we did the reverse draw, and that way everybody knows that your name was in there for yep. that amount of time.
So, and one more thing, Luke. These 10 games we just selected will be on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page yep. come Wednesday. Make sure you select the winners of the games you choose under our post only. The winner for the week will receive a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some stuff from the Vols Deep Podcast. Tiebreaker is, of course, the total points scored in a Tennessee-Oklahoma game. Not game in Neyland.
It is. All right.
Neyland tonight. Go Vols.
Get that address for us for the Hound Dogs winner, too.
Will do.
All right. Thank you all. Have a good night.